Atikokan. Friday's announcement of up to $60 million in funding for the remediation of a former iron mine site was music to Atikokan Mayor Rob Ferguson's ears. Talk of fixing the situation at the former open-pit iron mine has been ongoing for years, he said. For many town residents, site rehabilitation had become a matter of, I'll believe it when I see it, he said. But this announcement actually puts commitment in dollars to this project, and that's great news for Atikokan. Thunder Bay Atikokan MPP Kevin Holland announced in a Friday news conference in Atikokan the Ontario government will spend up to $60 million over several years to rehabilitate the site. The funding will support multiple projects related to the remediation of contaminated soil and water. Holland termed the funding from the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry, an investment in clean land and air quality, and a reflection of the provincial government's priorities. Our commitment extends beyond environmental reclamation, Holland said. And as we witness the transformation of this former mine site, we are creating a healthier and more sustainable future. The 5,260-hectare site, which hosted open-pit mining for decades before operations ceased circa 1980, was surrendered to the province in 1988. The MNRF estimated in 2016 that the former mine pits will overflow by 2070. Holland also announced other pieces of funding Friday in Atikokan, including more than $57,600 through the after-school program and $510,754 in 2024 funding through the Ontario Community Infrastructure Fund.